Say, Lord.
Lord,
thank you that my eyes see.
Thank you that my eyes see.
My ears hear. And my spirit does perceive. That you're talking to me. Amen. We're going to be using 1 John. And there's quite a few scriptures that I want to touch on. But the first one I want to touch on, chapter 3, verse 1, which was that psalm.
You're in 1 John?
1 John, chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are. That is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Aware that His love for us is so much more than we can comprehend helps to understand that we are sons under construction. If you go to the Amplified, there's more food, but I had a sense that, you know, there's different parts of this letter that are capable of changing our mentality so that we can get the mind of Christ. Now, if you go to verse 7, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Here's a very good point. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Why did He come? To destroy the devil's work. Verse 9. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. In other words, there's a season that you're going to be in both realms. But eventually, God's love will overpower and overwhelm your soul, because you're dealing with your soul, because that's what's been in control. Again, no one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. Now, what is happening? A seed has to be put into the ground before it grows, right? Then there's a space of time before that seed grows and matures. The same thing happens to us. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know that who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. So if you're judgmental, if you're critical of all the people around you, get an adjustment today. Plus, remember that you're also a child of God. So while you're complaining about yourself, you're bringing destruction on yourself. You're literally, sometimes when you're mad at yourself, mad at what you've done, or mad at what you've just experienced, or that you got seduced and you fell, The more that you judge and condemn yourself, the quicker you see destruction take over. Verse 14, I'm sorry, 11. This is the message we heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. That was helpful to me, recognizing that his love for me would definitely not allow more than we could handle. That was a place where I was able to come to that awareness, and again tonight, last night, that awareness was becoming a little more deeper. I'm not letting things any further than a certain point. There is going to be a shutoff point somewhere where you go through a test, but that test will have an end. It will terminate. Whatever you're going through will have an end to it. Now I want you to go back to verse 1 of chapter 1. First John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Here's a view of God showing us that he sent his Son so that we would be visibly see who the Father really is. Verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there's no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from all sin. So what are you depending on? The blood of Jesus to continue to purify. Does it stop? It'll stop if you keep your mouth shut. See, sometimes we said, well, I prayed yesterday. Well, that doesn't mean that you might not need to pray it again. Oh, I called on the blood last week. You might need to do it again. Because purification is like a washing machine. Do you put the clothes in and pull it out right after you just dunked it in the water? or do you turn the agitator on? If you turn the agitator on, do you pull it out halfway through the process? Why would you let it run all the way for the full cycle? Because you want the clothes to be clean. How many of you have ever had the spot didn't come out and you had to go back and throw it back in to another arm? How many of you have ever had to put bleach in because the stain was stuck? Take a natural look at all these things and then realize that in the realm of the spirit, you may have to do something more than once. And yes, letting holy anger come into you and push hard against the darkness, because that enemy is playing for keeps. He wants you dead. Okay? So again, I want you to just close your eyes right now and repeat after me. As I walk in the light,
as he is in the light,
I have fellowship with everyone. Because the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies me from all sin. Not purifies me from some sins. But all sins. Including unbelief. Including the lies that he perpetrates in my mind. If I claim to be without sin, I'm deceiving myself. And the truth is not in me. But as I confess my sin, my Father's faithful and will forgive me and purify me from all unrighteousness. If I claim I have not sinned, I become a liar. And his word has no place in my life. Take a deep breath now. Father, I ask for your grace for my brothers and sisters to hear what this word that they have just released come alive in their hearts, because we are the children of the Most High. We're becoming sons and daughters of the Most High, and it is a process. It does not happen overnight. But the blood continues to purify us and to make us holy and acceptable to our Father and to each other, and not to see all the mistakes that the ones around us make, but to see the light that he has prepared for us to walk in. Amen.
Amen. Amen.